Chapter 30, The Big Disappointment. Like many others, my friend and I were fully engaged in the struggle for material existence. The permanent fear and insecurity absorbed us with regard to the future and still dominated our lives. It was I who developed more initiative and had greater energy. Perhaps I was lucky to meet the right people at the right time and place, with whom I developed mutual friendships and confidences and thereby received the proper support. Some of them were victims of the Nazi regime, some not. My past in concentration camps was never an obstacle. On the contrary, I'm sure that more doors were opened for me because of that. Like everyone at this time, I started at zero, without any special training. The will and desire for a more secure life was my only starting capital. The experiences of the last hard years was the substitute for my lack of knowledge. I built, relied, and counted on the people I trusted, and was lucky to get it back threefold. It was a deep satisfaction which I enjoyed and appreciated being at last on the sunny side. Time was in every aspect good to me after those terrible years. I somehow felt compensated for my previous sufferings. The rewards and compensations were family happiness, luck, business and social success, which I enjoyed sharing with my friends. At this time I also got closer to my brother-in-law, Carl Zweigel, from whom I learned a great deal, and we developed a warm friendship which lasts to this day. For my friend and camp brother Jacob, with whom I lived, the world looked different at this time. Unfortunately, he was always weak and sick, and tied down to house and bed, consequently without any initiative. I, on the other hand, remained relatively healthy, restless, and was always on the road. We lived together and shared everything, including money and business success. There was no limit to what I did or could do in order to strengthen him physically and morally. As it turned out, it was an ideal friendship, free of jealousy and malice and rivalry. Each of us, if not entirely satisfied with himself, was surely proud of the other. In our circle, we were envied. For almost 20 years, the relationship continued and flourished in perfect harmony. But after so many years, as fate would have it, my friend Jacob eminently succeeded to occupy the driver's seat. He turned against me. Betraying my trust, he denounced our friendship and dictated terribly unfair terms and conditions. I was shocked and overwhelmed. This was the greatest disappointment in my life, and is to this day. I was sick and heartbroken, and suffered interminably. Too late, I realized that I'd underestimated Jacob, and his overdeveloped rigor, and his inordinate desire to flex his muscles, and to bask in the limelight at any cost. In the next few years, my problems multiplied beyond my control. For the first time, I couldn't manage my own affairs. I was ashamed and at my lowest point in my life. What I was left with was justice, righteousness, and a very clean conscience. This gave me the strength to overcome, but not to forget.